We have got an absolute ripper today.
And what is it?
It's a new Australian crime novel. It's called Wild Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The author is Michael Trant, T-R-A-N-T, published in Melbourne by Penguin Books Australia. And I have read this one, and I really enjoyed it. It's Michael Trant's second book. He wrote a book in 2017 called Ridgeview Station, and this is his new one. And this one is very different to his first book. This is really Australian bush crime, and set in Western Australia, in that country out inland from Carnarvon. So it gives people a rough idea as to the region. And Michael Trant actually comes from that area, and it tells in the writing. It is just so realistic as to the type of country, the climate, extreme distances, and the unusual people that live out there. So the central character, the good guy in the story, is Gabe Ahern. And he's a dogger. He professionally traps wild dogs on behalf of the big station owners around that area. And he's got a few skeletons in his cupboard that he is trying to come to terms with. He leads a nomadic, singular existence, and the locals in the area know him. They know what he does. They also know some of the background as to why he has these, you know, demons giving him a hard time. But Gabe Ahern, purely through being in the wrong spot at the wrong time, witnesses a murder and manages to save someone from being murdered. And then the story rolls on from there. And it's all to do with illegal immigrant smuggling. And what these illegal immigrants are being made to do is run a very, very large-scale capacity drug manufacturing plant out in the back of beyond. So the story rolls on from there. Now, where it gets really interesting is the baddies, they find out that Gabe Ahern has rescued this illegal immigrant. And he's also bumped off a couple of their minders, so to speak. So they set off to capture both him and kill him, and also the illegal immigrant he's rescued. And the story rolls on from there with a cast of a few other characters thrown in, of which the number one baddie is a roo hunter called Chase Hunter.
Right.
Now, Chase and Gabe are both, loosely speaking, doing the same thing, hunting things. And so they both have a range of what we would describe as bush skills to employ. And so this is a very exciting novel with Chase coming after Gabe for all he's worth, and Gabe doing his best to keep out of trouble, protect the illegal immigrant, and get to the bottom of exactly what's going on. And there's some bent coppers involved. And the story rolls on, and we won't tell listeners any more about it than that, other than it does have a relatively happy ending. And maybe not quite the ending that you think is going to occur halfway through the book, but it's a really, really good crime novel. And as I say, Michael Trant has really captured the essence of Outback Australia really, really well.
Right, so Oz crime, set in the Gascoyne.
Yep.
I reckon that makes for a fantastic setting. And what's it called? It was Wild Dogs, Michael Trant.
Wild Dogs.
Yep.
And for people who enjoy Lee Child's books featuring Jack Reacher, Lee Child has actually done an endorsement for this book across the front cover. And there are certain similarities between Gabe Ahern and Lee Child's character, Jack Reacher.
Okay.
That's probably about as much as we need to say.
Good-o. Thanks, mate. Appreciate your time.
Very good. Thanks, Lee.
Tim Gott, Devonport Bookshop there. Wild Dogs by Michael Trant, our book of the week on The Home Run.